12 years ago, Overture Center was just a dream for Madison and Dane County. Jerry Frouchy made that dream come true with what remains the largest ever gift of its kind, $205 million to build this fabulous facility. Overture Center opened 6 years ago this fall and has seen many successes. Most recently, our four-week run of Disney's The Lion King, which brought more than 70,000 people downtown, and those people spent about $15 million downtown in those 4 weeks. That is still a fraction of the total impact Overture has had just this season. We've had nearly 600,000 people come downtown this season for Overture with almost 650 events. Additionally, with next season opening with another blockbuster, Wicked, flanked with top-notch full Broadway weeks, wonderful celebrity programs and attractions, we have doubled our subscription numbers in a single year and are now the fastest growing market for Broadway across America's 40 international cities. And now comes even more good news. Many of you know that with the liquidation of the trust fund in September 2008, in the global financial crisis that we all went through, we were left with significant debt. I'm very pleased to report to you today that just this morning, representatives of Overture Development Corporation, the Madison Cultural Arts District, and the 201 State Foundation, and the three lending banks executed an agreement that will settle Overture's debt. I would personally like to thank the boards, the banks, and everyone involved for their hard work and good faith negotiations in getting to this resolution. I'd also like to thank the community for supporting Overture's mission through their ticket purchases, donations, volunteerism, not only for Overture, but for its wonderful resident companies as well. I'd also like to personally thank Overture's exceptional staff, who even in the midst of all this uncertainty, are quietly breaking sales records and putting together what promises to be one of Overture's strongest seasons yet. I've never been more proud to be part of this institution. And now I'd like to introduce to you Linda Baldwin, who is the chair of the Madison Cultural Arts District, who will share with you more details about this settlement. Linda?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, all. I also want to express our appreciation this morning to the donors who stepped forward to make this settlement possible, and to the financial institutions who have worked with us on this settlement because they value the contribution that the Overture Center for the Arts makes to this community. Thanks to U.S. Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and M&I Bank. And particular gratitude to Madison Market President Scott Lockhart, whose patience is enormous. Thank you, Scott. Here are the details of the resolution. Hi, that. Here are the details of the debt resolution. The amount of debt was approximately $28.6 million. A consortium of private donors led by Jerry Frouchy, as well as MCAD, have contributed $15.1 million toward the debt settlement. The three banks have agreed to forgive the remainder of the debt. And no taxpayer money went toward this debt resolution. So there you have it. And with this resolution, the Overture Center for the Arts can get on with the business of delighting and entertaining ever-growing audiences for our ticketed programs and our free community programs. Bravo.
Now I'd like to introduce the chair of the 201 State Foundation, which is the support organization for Overture Center for the Arts, Chair Deidre Garten. Deidre.
Thank you, Tom. This is such an exciting morning. And I have to add my thanks to everyone, to the banks who truly understand how important Overture is to the economic and cultural fabric of Madison and the entire region. And a special thank you to Scott Lockhart, who's here today with us. To the Overture staff, who on a daily basis run a world class facility and program that serves Madison, Dane County, and the region. To our resident companies, who are partners with Overture in highlighting the extraordinary depth of talent in our community. But I also want to take a moment to thank the community leaders and donors who stepped up to the plate to help with this resolution. Of course, at the very top of the list is Jerry Frouchy and the Overture Foundation. They've taken the lead in ensuring the cultural life of our community. And the other donors who've stepped up to the plate, Joe and Mary Ellen Sensenbrenner, the Terry Family Foundation, the Cummings Christensen Foundation, the D'Atley Foundation, and Jim and Kathy Burgess. It is an honor for me to be among this wonderful group of people who've come together with the banks, the city, the Overture family, and the entire community to focus on Overture's exciting future. Thank you all.
Thank you, Deirdre. Now I'd like to introduce our mayor, Dave Cieslewicz. There's a long history of the Overture Center and Madison Civic Center with the city of Madison, and we know that that relationship will continue into the future. I'd like to introduce the mayor to talk a little bit about that. Dave?
Thank you. Well, good morning. This is an important day in the history of the city of Madison. I want to start by thanking Jerry Frouchy, Tom Cardo, Linda Baldwin, Joe Sensenbrenner, Deirdre Garten, Jim Sweet, Scott Lockhart, and other representatives of the banks, Tom Terry, who's here, and so many others who played a role in reaching this agreement. They've all done something that will be remembered as a turning point in the history of the city of Madison. This agreement accomplishes the goal that I set out from the start: no taxpayer liability for the remaining debt. Without this agreement, Madison taxpayers could have been on the hook for as much as $5.8 million. But now, thanks again to generous donors led by Jerry Frouchy, the slate has been wiped clean, and we can move forward on securing a stable future for this important community asset. Overture means jobs, tax base, and economic development. As Tom mentioned, it brings 600,000 people to downtown Madison every year and generates north of $22 million in economic activity. But Overture is also an important ingredient in the life of our community. People from all walks of life and all parts of our region come here to enjoy the arts and to meet one another. Beyond the measurable and very real economic benefits, there are community benefits that cannot be counted. Now, I need to get to work with my colleagues on the City Council and others in our community to take the next step. This agreement is based on the idea that the city would take ownership of the building while a nonprofit would run it. We will take the rest of this summer to work out the details of that relationship. A resolution outlining the city's basic negotiating position will be introduced to the council at its next meeting on July 6th. Detailed negotiations will key off that document, with a final agreement coming to the council sometime this fall. I've had an opportunity to talk to Council President Mark Clear about a basic calendar for accomplishing those goals, and he and I agree to move forward in a way that we'll outline in somewhat more detail in the coming days. Jerry Frouchy gave Madison a great gift. He now has acted again to give it a fresh start. The responsible thing to do is for those of us in the community who benefit from Overture to care for it into the future. Thanks very much, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Dave. And now, President of Council Mark Clear would like to make a few comments. Mark?
Thank you. Thank you for that sustained ovation. maybe not for me. On behalf of the council, I'd also like to express my gratitude to all of the people and organizations involved in this settlement today, and also express gratitude that the City of Madison taxpayers are not one of those organizations. That was also a goal of the council when this issue first surfaced, and we've accomplished that goal today. And as the mayor said, this is the closing of one chapter, but the beginning of another. And that hard work will begin today and continue over the summer and into the fall in terms of understanding what the governance structure of this facility will be and the organization that will operate it and what its relationship will be with the City of Madison. I think if Overture and the city were Facebook friends, our relationship status would definitely be it's complicated. I think it will continue to be complicated, but this may be the step toward making that relationship a little more clear and straightforward. So the council looks forward to working with the mayor's office, with Mr. Cardo and his staff at Overture on finding a model that works well for the city and continues the great facility that we have here today. Thank you.
I'd like to ask the group to gather up here for questions. Again, thank you for being here. We will open it up for questions for any of the speakers. So,
for Linda, will MCAD, looking at changing the management structure in the future and possibly moving to a nonprofit, will MCAD still officially manage Overture? Or will it be dissolved? What's going to happen to it?
Yet to be determined, Jay. I'm sorry. Yet to be determined, Jay. Jay's asking what's going to happen to MCAD. The idea is that that the negotiations with the city will begin, and the organization, the not-for-profit organization, 201 State Foundation, soon to become the Overture Center Foundation, will be the managing entity. But that's the that we're underway with that discussion with the city right now.
The private donations. News release in case they're contingent on this plan being approved. So this is not a done deal as of yet, and how much pressure does that put on all partners and stakeholders to get this done?
No, I wouldn't describe it as a done deal. I think it's an important step. I think that this is ultimately the answer to secure Overture's future going forward. It's an incredibly important institution in the heart of our community, not just Madison, but in the entire region. And so I would hope that this agreement would go forward. It requires City Council approval of acceptance of the building. Now, we would be acquiring a $205 million asset essentially for free, which I think is a pretty good deal for taxpayers. Now, in doing that, we also assume the responsibility for caring for it in an excellent fashion going forward. And so the council is going to need to discuss that in some detail, understand fully what it's taking on in terms of its responsibility, and move forward. And so our process will be designed to give the council and the community an opportunity to understand that. But I think when you weigh the benefits of Overture, and when you weigh the fact that the citizens of Madison will be acquiring a $205 million asset for free, I think it works out to be a very good deal for the city and for the taxpayers.
What is the likely impact on the taxpayers of acquiring and operating this building?
There are two parts to that answer. The first part is the operating subsidy. And our goal is to try to maintain the annual operating subsidy at about what it is now. And again, that'll be a subject of negotiation going forward because there's a lot of moving pieces in that. The second part of that answer has to deal with the capital costs of maintaining the building going forward. Now, we know that in the first few years, that will be virtually nothing. It's still a relatively new building. It's in good shape. It's been well maintained. So for the first few years, we don't see much in the way of capital costs. Come about 2014, systems will need to start being replaced. And at that point, when we project out what those costs are going to be over the course of the next 15 years or so, and you amortize the debt over that period, it's about $800,000 a year. But again, not starting next year, and probably not starting in 2012 or 2013 as well. About 2014 or so is when those costs will start to come. I should also point out that about that time, some of the bonds on Monona tariffs will be retired. Those bonds are being supported by room tax. And so I think it gives us an opportunity to look at the room tax as a way of helping us pay for some of those capital costs. But again, all those details are going to need to be worked out.
Some concerns have been expressed about the intricate oversight of Overture. I know Linda just briefly touched on this, but going forward, will there be an attempt to centralize oversight with this nonprofit, or will we still have several groups with stakes?
Well, I'll let Linda get a chance to answer that. But from our perspective, and I think I can speak for everybody here, we all agreed that the current structure is far too complicated. The lines of authority and responsibility are far too intertwined. And what we want is a model that's much simpler, much more straightforward. And I think that what we're moving towards is just that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was asking Deirdre, who is the head of the not-for-profit. Yes, Tony, that is absolutely one of the goals that we need to that we need to accomplish here. There are more letters involved in the Overture Center than one can imagine in terms of titles. So this will clarify the relationship, certainly clarify the authority lines, and make sure that everyone knows, you know, that there is a managing body that is solely responsible. But of course, the city will hopefully the city will own the building. And the city will be obviously have some authority and relationship to how the building is managed and run.
Will this affect Mr. Cardo's job?
Will this affect Mr. Cardo's job? I'm sure it will affect Mr. Cardo's job because he's going to have a different set of bosses here. But other than that, no.
Sure. Well, that's what we're going to spend the next several months trying to work out. What we'll do is we'll introduce a resolution to the council on July 6th, which will essentially, in very broad terms, just outlining the issues that need to be addressed in those negotiations and some basic city positions without getting into details because we can't. We'll appoint a city negotiating team, and we'll work out those details over the course of the next few months. That will result in a detailed transfer agreement. Essentially deeding the building over to the city under certain conditions. That'll come to the council, we hope, sometime this fall with approval in the October-November timeframe. And so all of those things are going to need to be worked out.
Mayor, I'm going to ask again if you might, I guess, sort of expand on how you make the pitch to homeowners, property taxpayers out in the neighborhoods of Madison.
Sure.
I mean, you said this is an asset for the city, but a lot of hard-pressed homeowners are going to look at that $800,000 annual operating budget and see it as a liability for them.
Well, let me clarify. It is not annual operating budget. It is the capital costs of maintaining the building going forward. Our goal is to not change the city subsidy on the operating side. It's about $1.3 million net. But again, that's a rough figure, and the number might not turn out to be exactly that, but that's what we're shooting for. With regard to the capital budget and how you discuss it in terms of the entire city, Overture is an asset for the entire community. As a matter of fact, it's an asset for the entire region. And when you think about what we had before Overture, we had a facility that was not adequate for the community's needs, that had about $15 million or so in deferred maintenance on it. What we're getting in its place is a building, an asset worth $205 million that's renowned nationally. We're getting it essentially for free, and what we're committing to is taking care of it in the long run. And then when you look at the economic development aspects of this building, hundreds of jobs, either directly related or related to the activities that spin off from Overture. Over $20 million in economic activity every year, and 600,000 visitors coming to Madison. We all benefit from that, not to mention the increase in property values that of the properties that surround this building. Overture is an asset that's building value in the community. If it wasn't here, taxes would be higher because values would be lower. There wouldn't be as much economic activity. And so I think we can make a pretty strong case and document it pretty well that that investment, whatever it turns out to be in terms of maintaining the building, is well worth it in terms of the bottom line. Last thing I want to say is that I believe, and we will work towards this, that in the first year or two of the city's ownership of Overture, there really won't be much in the way of additional expenses. My hope is that, and I think it's all of our hopes, that within a year or two, we will be out of this recession, and our ability to absorb these costs will be much, much better.
Lenders had at one point steadfastly maintained they weren't going to forgive the debt. Can either the bank representative or some of you folks walk us through the process where foreclosure was forestalled and perhaps taken off the table?
Sure. You know, I'm not going to speak specific to negotiations and how things passed. I think at the end of the day, the banks, you know, had options, and as we looked at those and we looked at the community and we looked at what Jerry has done and what the mayor has come forward with and all the work of all the donors, this was the best thing to do for our community at the end of the day. And that's how we approached it.
We are working very closely with actually with the Madison Community Foundation to develop a plan going forward to increase our ability to raise funds and feel very confident, frankly, that now that the debt is settled, that in some ways that opens up our ability to increase our ability to raise the kinds of monies that we're going to need going forward for this nonprofit organization, either 201 State/Overture Center Foundation. Is there anything you want to add, Tom?
In the planning that we're doing, we know that Overture is going to need to increase its annual fundraising program. We've already had some really great success with that. Our annual fund, especially with $1,000 donors and above, with our new Take the Stage campaign, which we had this year, we went from 30 donors at that level to more than 100, and we want to double that next year. So there's definitely support out there for Overture and its programs. The fact that Overture houses wonderful resident companies, has wonderful community engagement programs, and we have a great case to do that annual fundraising, not only through individual donors, but sponsorships, corporations, and grants. So we're seeing great success there. We have more work to do, and we have a five-year plan to ramp up to a level that we benchmark with our peers around the country.
Just as a follow-up, what was the distribution? Can you give us a sense if it was almost entirely Mr. Crouchy's largesse?
I don't have that information, Tony. I don't have the information of how it was broken up. And I don't know if that's proprietary. You have a list of donors, but the amounts, I believe, might be.
The dollar amounts are not being shared.
Why?
At the request of the donors.
I think you have to report that annually. Foundations and nonprofits. Actually, I know you have to report that. Mm-hmm. So we can find out in a year.
This is a pretty significant piece of this announcement, you know, this $15 million.
Well, what I can say is the donors have made the request, and so and these are wonderful people who've come forward, and if there is a change in that, in their sense of what they want to do, prior to a year from now, then we'll share that.
You may have already spoken this briefly. Can you give us a sense of the breadth of those who participated?
What by breadth do you mean?
How many
people? The people that I listed.
Primarily Mr. Frauchi and
the people that I listed in my thanks are the people who have stepped forward. Sure. The Terry Foundation, the D'Attlee Foundation. D'Attlee, we'll provide the list so you can get the spellings. The Cummings Christensen Foundation. Joe and Mary Ellen Sensenbrenner, Kathy and Jim Burgess, and myself.
And Jerry, of course.
But let's not get all Madison on us here, folks. We just solved a $24 million problem. $28 million problem, sorry. City of Madison taxpayers are not liable for any of it. They might have been liable for $5.8 million. The banks were very generous in foregoing a lot of money that was owed to them. Thank you. And Mr. Frauchi and a bunch of very generous donors in this city stepped forward and retired the remaining debt. And now the City of Madison and its taxpayers will get a $200 million asset for free. It strikes me as good news. I don't know.
Again, that's going to be part of the negotiation process once the comfort resolution goes to council. We have some ideas, but again, that's a negotiation process with the city.
And Tom, going forward, just to follow up on your earlier statement, is the focus of fundraising again to try to broaden the base and not have to rely on select community members to contribute such significant amounts? Are you really operating under the assumption that people like Mr. Frauchi have already made such significant contributions that you will need to go elsewhere almost exclusively?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Jerry's generosity, incredible through this whole time, but Overture needs to sustain itself through its own operations, and this is the path to do that. We know we have to do more fundraising. We know we have to have more activity. There's a lot of space here to fill up, and we love filling it up, and we're doing a great job at that, but we think we can do even better. Anything else? Thank you so much, everyone, for being